Welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. We are learning Brachos Daf Yud Zayin today. The focus of today is a good name and good oil, and this is going to be based on the Pasuk in Koheles, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Aleph. It reads as follows. Toiv Shem Mishemen Toiv. A good name is better than good oil. V'yom HaMerves Miyom Hivoldoi. And the day of death, more than the day of being born. How is this used in the Gemara? The Gemara darshens this on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph in Brachos, that Rabbi Yochanan, when he finished learning the Sefer of Iyov, he would say the following. He would say, you know, Sof Adam Lamus V'Sof Behema L'Shchita, all people or animals are going to die. Everybody is standing for death. Ashri Misha Godal V'Toyrev Amole V'Toylov Oysen Nachas Ruach L'Yotzoi. Praiseworthy is the person who spends their time involved in Torah, and a person who brings Nachas Ruach, who brings pleasantness to their Creator, V'Godal B'Shem Tov V'Niftar B'Shem Tov Min Ha'olam. And who grows up with a good name and leaves this world with a good name, and he quotes this pasuk in Koheles. What is the meaning of this pasuk? You'll notice that there are two parts to this pasuk. The first pasuk is the comparison between a good name and good oil. The second part of the pasuk is contrasting the day of birth to the day of death. How do the two relate to each other, and why, in fact, in both sections, is it true? Why is a good name better than good oil? Good what else? I mean, what other item or image you could use? Why is oil got to do with this? And then why is it that the day of death is better than a birthday? And what's the connection between these two? So let's look at each part individually. Oils and names. The Mitzvot David points out a very simple fact, and that is that in those days, oil was used as deodorant. When we talk about sicha, anointing a person, one of the chamesh sinuyim, one of the five restrictions on Tisha B'Av and on Yom Kippur, a person would anoint themselves because it would make themselves fragrant. But the interesting thing about fragrance is that it dissipates over time precipitously. So meaning to say, you may feel that you got the best cologne on, but only the people immediately around you are the ones who are going to smell that. There are certain people who douse themselves so heavily that you can smell it in the whole building, but with the exception of those folks who we all know, generally speaking, smell dissipates over area. Whereas, says the Mitzvot, a shem tov doesn't dissipate with distance. A shem tov spreads everywhere. And a person who doesn't have a shem tov, no matter how much cologne they're wearing, it's not going to make a difference. That's the first level. Now the second part of the pasuk. The second part of the pasuk contrasts the day of death and day of birth, saying that the day of death is better than the day of birth. Why? Explains the Ibn Ezra, because the currency over here is work. The currency of success in this world is being able to succeed and work at Ma'asim Tovim. And at the beginning of one's life, it's uncertain how much good they can do, how much work they can amass in this world. Only at the end of their life can you look back and say, well, this was a life well lived. Which is why it is better to be at the end of one's life having worked than the beginning of one's life with the lack of security of knowing what the life would look like in the end. How do we put these two parts together? So Rashi says a very fascinating example. He quotes Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Simon, who says, "Motzinu balei shemen tov, nichnusu lamakom chayim v'yotzu serufim." People who had good oil entered the place of life and left dead. That's not a malavu. They had the oil in their heads of kuhuna. They entered into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and they got burnt and killed. And people who have a good name but do not have oil on their head, and they went into the place of death and they went out alive, those are Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, that went into the Kivshan Ha'esh on Kiddush Hashem and came out alive. So what is Rashi really trying to say over here? Rashi is putting the two together. In the end of the day, what matters is not so much what you're given, but what you do with what you're given. Meaning, a person can be born with all kinds of accolades and hierarchies and yichus and money and all those kind of things, and you know what, it's worth nothing, because if you don't use it well, you enter into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even the place of life, and can die. But if you choose to create something with your own work, which is a shem tov, which can only be measured at the end of life, not the beginning of life, that gives the capacity to create life even in a place of death. And that's what Rashi says, connecting both parts of the pasuk. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.